Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit OsbourneMediaHouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh,
you're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2. I'm up and running. What about you?
Up and running, I believe. I mean,
say testing.
Testing.
Then say up and running.
Up and running.
That's how you do it.
Okay.
Testing. Up and running. All right. Got a lot to talk about. We haven't done a podcast in a.
We got our dog and our kid in the background. Oh boy.
I want to talk about Tennessee. I'll talk about that real quick. But there's no answer to this. Raina's bike was on the side of our place.
What do you mean? You go, there's no answer to this. What? Honestly.
Well, I'm saying no.
That's like saying there's no smell to this. There's a, like, what?
Well, if it's mozzarella, there's really no taste to mozzarella, but it's so good.
No. There is a taste to mozzarella.
No, there's no.
No, my point is, why would you start off by saying there's no answer to this?
There's no color. No color to this. There's no color. This thing in my hand, no color
You're
at all.
You're annoying. Get away.
You're annoying. Get away. This is my podcast. Come on.
So Raina's bike was parked on the side of our.
There's no answer to this. Don't. There's no right answer, and there's no wrong answer.
Find out what the answer is.
Why do people do such things?
But her bike got.
Is that the question?
No, her bike got stolen. A little girl's bike. Are people still stealing little girls' bikes?
Teenage boy who's like.
But like.
Oh, blame everything on the teenage boy.
But it was stolen, and it's. Okay, hold on. Let me.
If I see like alcohol bottles laying around, I go, teenage boy.
Yeah, but it's your fault and her fault for leaving it there. Like, you guys, hey. It's only a bike.
Okay, I'll take that.
Counterpoint, it's your fault for not bringing it.
No, it's not my fault.
Okay, don't counterpoint in my ear, please. You're like yelling. Take your AirPods out if you're going to do the podcast. That's why you're yelling.
No, if you couldn't, it makes it they can hear me.
Well, then get into the mic. Then first of all, if you want to blame me for the bike.
Both of you.
Okay, I accept and I'm sorry.
I bought her a bike and you guys take it for granted.
I believe I bought her that bike.
No, I bought her that. I bought her every bike she's ever had. That's what I do is buy the bikes.
I believe if I go back and look in my credit card statements, that bike I bought.
No possible way.
I'm almost certain it was.
I buy the bikes. I know I do. I always buy bikes.
It was at Toys R Us.
No, I bought that one at Walmart.
No, that That was a Toys R Us bike.
No, it was at Walmart.
You can
Walmart.
Tell by how the bike looks if it's a Toys R Us bike or a Walmart bike.
I bought it at Walmart.
Okay, fine. You buy the bikes. You are amazing. We are horrible, terrible people.
We bow down to you,
Matt. Allowed crime to come into our family, and we apologize for that.
Well, why don't you do
You're
some research
amazing.
And try to find it?
And what are we going to...
We're not going
to
go...
What do you want us to do?
So put it's it already up. Broken. Someone...
She was waiting for you to fix it, is what happened.
No, I'm waiting for you to get a new bike. That one's like a third grader bike.
It's not a third grader bike.
It has like sleepover and like best friends covered all over it.
What are you talking about, best friends covered all over it? Do you talk in circles? Are you like your mother? What are you talking about?
No, it had stickers on it or sayings on it.
It's all purple and pink. Like, no.
Yeah, well, purple and pink. What do you want? Blue and green?
No, just like a normal white bike.
Oh, a white bike.
She's into a very...
Or black, guys. Just any color.
White bike for...
No, or black.
Do you know what's so weird? She honestly looks like she's been raised by wolves or something. She's... I don't know when the last time you showered is. And then has long nails because she bought these press-on nails. It's so weird.
How many of them? 600?
She bought 600 press-on nails. And she lost 3 at the pool yesterday. And we dove around trying to find them and we couldn't.
Once you have 600, why would you look for them?
Because we don't want to litter in the pool, you weirdo.
The pool gets cleaned automatically.
Maybe go in there sometime and you'll see that that's not true.
They don't clean the pool.
The pool can be pretty gross. But also, you don't want to be swimming around even just in that day and be like, oh, Lee press on nails.
Well, you wouldn't go because you know whose they are. So it wouldn't gross you out.
I have no idea why we're arguing about this.
I'm not arguing. I'm just saying.
You said, why would you go look for them?
She's got 600.
My apple core.
Oh, you're putting on a hat? Now look at her.
Apple core.
Look at her.
Again, I'm in this weird situation. Did you throw out my apple core? Yes.
I wanted
to. Yes. Did I go look for the nails? Yes. Am I crazy?
Yes.
Well, look at the hat. Why don't you just brush your hair?
Because I need to take a shower first.
Yeah. Why don't you take a shower before you start eating?
She can't turn the water on with those nails. I think that's what's happening. Is that what's happening? You can't do any kind of normal.
Are you
going
to wear those nails to school the first day?
I don't know.
Some kid yesterday, we were at the park, goes, how'd you get your nails so long?
And then she started prying them back.
And like hurting her, but.
She was a psychopath.
You were embarrassed about your nails when the little kid, like a little like a 5-year-old joke. Kid was like, how'd you grow those nails? Raina's like,
all right, beat it, kid. All right, so real quick, let me get through this.
I bought 600 of them.
Let me talk about this.
Nobody's stopping you. Oh. There was nobody. We were completely giving you the floor.
We were very silent. Let me talk about this. No, let me talk about. Why are you interrupting? Let me just talk about it. Why do you want to stop me? Just be quiet for 1 minute. Let me talk about it. Just shut.
That's his way of, he buys himself a little time.
I'm not buying any time.
Okay, go ahead.
So I did the Dr. Steve gig in Tennessee. Now, when I got booked for it, you know, I put it in my calendar. You know, it was decent money. Don't interrupt me. Decent money. But somehow I always think things like that, they're not going to come through. You know, because... You know, I mean, listen, he's a great doctor. He always has great advice, right? But when you see somebody else go out of the profession and try to promote comedy, a lot of times it doesn't work. It's like when new clubs open in the wrong place. So in the back of my mind, just a little bit, I go, oh, this is too good to be true. The money's too good. It's too good to be true. Anyhow, so I fly down.
Judging from the pictures, it was too good to be true.
It was too good to be true. I mean, you know, it's good money. It's on a Thursday. So I come home.
I didn't mean that in a positive way.
What? I didn't hear what you said.
Go ahead.
In the big picture, it's too good to be true.
Did you post a picture?
Yeah.
Of the event?
Yeah.
People sitting on grass?
Well, let me get through it. Can I
200 yards from where you were doing your set.
So I get to Tennessee. And we just got back from Montreal.
Sounds great.
First of all, I'll get to what the whole situation.
You'll get to it.
That's the middle of it. You could have said that later when I got to that.
I don't understand why you're getting, you are literally, like, you can just tap you verbally and you just.
That's not true.
You go off. She said something, you snap at her.
First of all, how come, are you mad that your 12-year-old has nicer nails than you? Is that what you're mad about?
Oh, snap.
What I do?
He clapped back, yo.
He popped off, bitch.
I popped off big?
Bitch.
What? I popped off?
Bitch. You popped off, bitch.
What do you mean I popped off?
Oh, my God. I can't do it anymore.
What? You can't walk away. I don't. You come up with a new saying all the time.
Think about, you know, from context clues.
Yes, I knew. He popped off. But that's a new one. That's a new one. He popped off.
Then why did you say, what did it mean?
I know what it meant. I'm saying, I meant to say, when did that come out? When did people start saying
that? That's very, very different. And we should get into this. You use the wrong words for everything, and then you get mad when people don't know exactly what you're saying. For example, last night we got into another fight. We've had this fight many, many times because you love saying no.
And I was right when I said it.
Okay, but that's not the point. That's not the point. Okay. The point is you actually didn't know.
Oh, I did know.
It turned out later you were right. But in that moment,
I did know because I knew that shirt was missing. And I checked. I've done what? I'll tell that story after I tell the story. Then we'll get to that story.
But do you need me here?
Should yes. You got to do your thing.
You said yesterday that I don't make you dinners anymore. You were mad about that. So maybe I should just go and start prepping. Should I go start prepping while you do the podcast?
No, we're going to go out. We're going to New York tonight. And you got to read
that
thing.
Do you think, I mean, you just never see, like, words are used to communicate. Do you not get that?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Well, there's no communication going on.
There's a lot of communication.
It's hard because we have different styles of thinking. Like, I'm left brain. I use my left brain. And you don't use any of yours. So it
whoa! So I get to Tennessee.
Here we go. The Tennessee story. Everybody's been dying to hear. There's a little bit of a spoiler alert. And he's a bit upset about that. Let's pick up where we left off with Rich listing things about the Tennessee gig.
I'm not listing. I'm telling the story.
Do you sometimes list things?
When
is that part of your character?
When I need to
yes
list
or
them.
No. Yes yeah, or no?
When I need to
so
list
that's
them.
What I was doing. I was making a little joke. But go ahead. Oh, boy. And I swear to God, people, if somebody came in right now and just fucking used a bow and arrow and put one right in my fucking head, I'd be grateful.
It's probably the person that stole the bike. Is it my turn? So I get to Tennessee and I'm a little under the weather. So I was ready to go to my hotel. Then I just said, I went by Dr. Steve's house. And he took out his...
Dr. Steve put the gig together, if people haven't really
yeah, I said
out.
That.
He kind of didn't.
Yeah, he put the gig together. He's put a couple together, you know, with Florentine, Bobby Kelly, what's his name?
I don't know. There's so many.
Tim Dillon and...
Paul Whiteman, okay.
Tim Dillon. Who's the Southern guy that we like... that we've done, we used to do at the comic strip, you know. Oh, Don, I mean Hanley.
Vic Hanley. Seems to be a theme. Running theme here.
What? White
Dr.
man?
Dr. Steve. Yeah.
White old man.
Old white man. You
Tim
love
Dillon's
it.
Tim Dillon's not old.
He falls into that category anyway. And sometimes fat people do.
They look old.
they go into the old category.
That's why you're in the old category, Father.
I'm not fat.
Okay.
I've been on a diet since yesterday.
What's your diet, Richard? Hear about your diet.
Can I finish my story first?
Let's hear about your diet, man.
I'm just trying to cut down on sugar.
Cut down on sugar. How much do you want to cut down on sugar?
A lot.
No sugar?
No, some. And then no pizza.
Pizza.
Good ad libbing.
Good ad libbing.
Get out of here. You're bugging me. Come on.
If
that's what I sound like on the podcast,
that is what you
then I don't want to do it anymore.
You never want to do it anymore.
So I get to, he takes out a stethoscope and he, you know, I'm breathing. He goes, oh my God. Now my anxiety kicks in. So he goes, oh,
your anxiety didn't kick in when a man you've seen like twice in your life, pulls out a stethoscope.
No,
and
at his house, he has his stuff there.
Who, if I walked into his house and he was like, let me just get this over with and pulled out a stethoscope, I'd be like, this
no,
seems,
he wanted to check me
this
out.
Seems highly irregular.
No, it doesn't. But
you must have been complaining.
Yeah, I said, I don't feel good.
Ah, there
That's
we go.
That's when I was sick when we got back from Montreal.
Sure. And yeah, no, I actually knew that, but you didn't say that.
I said that
story.
Before. I said I felt under the weather. Okay. And instead of going to my hotel, I went to his house so he could check me out.
Oh, well, I didn't get that part.
Okay, well, I said it. So
go ahead.
So he said, oh, something sounds bad. So I went, he got me through the back doors, and I went and got chest x-ray, blood test. They put a Q-tip in my nose for some test. Anyhow, everything came back negative. So then I get to the gate.
Did he put a finger up your ass? Did he check your scrotum?
That would be your prostate.
I don't know. I'm sure.
So
listen, I'm not a doctor, and neither is Dr. Steve.
He just likes sticking fingers up.
He loves giving prostate exams.
That's what do you call it? Inflammatory.
Your asshole is inflammatory?
No, when you say bad things about people, what's
all
it called?
Right. I don't know.
It's called a sin, Richard.
You're a sin. So you see the picture of the eye. She drew show mommy the eye.
I saw it. Can you continue, please? I don't want to be here till the fucking, I don't know, something else, something funny.
So he has a great house. We go do all the stuff. Next day, when did I go to his house again?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Wait, the next day I was doing the gig. But I don't know. I was going to do his podcast. He showed me he has a fucking great recording studio. He has a whole musical recording studio. He has a piano, upright bass, his whole family. Like, they're all prodigies.
I wonder if they can hear that outside.
They're all musicians. They all play piano, upright bass. You would love that. He has an electric upright bass with just the stem. Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you ever seen those? Okay, so he has that piano, his upstairs major studios, beautiful house, amazing house. And okay, so now but I didn't want to do the podcast, his podcast, because I was just too under the weather and it wouldn't have been good. Yeah, that was the same day. So I get to the gig the next day. And it was outdoors, you know, it was free, like a free concert thing. They had a band, musicians before me, two local comics did a few minutes each. They bailed after like 2 minutes apiece. People sitting on the lawn. The reason they were further away, because the lawn came and then it went downhill. So they had to sit on a level part, and they were at the front, the level part, which was about 20 feet away from the stage. I thought it was going to be it was great. The audience, although, you know, there was
Dr. Steve was like, this is the best turnout we've ever had. It was like,
it looked like,
okay.
No, there was about 300 people. I thought there was less.
Oh, it looked like 35.
Yeah, in the beginning, that was before the show started. There was about 300 people. That's what they said. They said even more, but whatever. It just ended up being a great gig. We went out for barbecue the day before. You know, he wanted to go to a high-class restaurant, a nice one. But I said, I'm in down south Tennessee. I got to get barbecue. And I went with his kid and his wife, and we had a great time. We sat outside.
Not pork, mind you.
What's that?
Not pork barbecue, mind you.
I had chicken and turkey.
Yeah, so don't act like you're the barbecue king of the world. I said, I got to get me some barbecue.
No.
Also, could I get some grits, no butter, and...
No. No,
I need to get me some...
You're right.
When you're down south, you get some barbecue. Do you have any roasted chicken that's...
No, smoked chicken or smoked turkey is the same as getting barbecue.
Richard has no sense of humor left. We're sadly left with this old man.
Well, because you're...
I gotta get me some barbecue. I says to myself, I got to go somewhere authentic, okay? Can I get some chicken, please, roasted and no skin? And if I could get rice with...
No, I had macaroni and cheese. I had some Southern food, and we had some serious good barbecue, you know.
That's what I'm saying. You can't be like, we had some serious good barbecue. Yeah. I don't eat pork or beef.
Yes.
Just chicken if you have it.
And turkey, smoked chicken or smoked turkey. God. That's as serious as pork or brisket.
That's as serious as everything I know.
No, it's not. You can't be like, dude, let's talk some barbecue. I only eat chicken. So
chicken and turkey.
Like, you're like
what? A serious barbecue.
No, it's not. It's like if you went to your friends and you were like, dude, I had to get me some fucking sneakers, okay? And then you were just showing your Converse to everybody. Like you'd be like, they'd be like, that's not, we're sneakerheads, but not with Converse.
Yeah, some Converses are
Oh my god. Okay. Skechers, thank you.
Okay, that's different.
Okay, that's what you're doing with Mom, I had to get me some barbecue.
Yeah.
Just some chicken, no skin, please. And I like white meat if I could get it. Thank
oh, yeah.
You. Not too much sauce. Ooh. How much sugar is in that barbecue sauce? You put sugar right on it? No. Cutting down on my sugar.
Iced tea, no. No.
Do you have any stevias? Oh, he calls them stevias. Do you have any stevias?
So we had barbecue.
And he just like ramps right back in.
We had barbecue. The gig ended up great. I had to cut it short. I did like, I think 45 or 50. And then
one of the greatest gigs I've ever done in the daytime in a park with people sitting on the grass.
You're right. Listen, there's nothing I haven't done or been up against in this business.
Oh, my God. Your self-importance is just, it's just spilling out today.
No, it's not self-importance. Oh.
Listen, girly, I shan't make fun of any gig. Not when Dr. Steve's involved. Oh, no, that check went through, and so I'll do my duties.
I had a per diem
to talk about how wonderful the gig was. I got a free checkup with it. Okay. Not a lot of gigs you can say that about. We went to a barbecue place that did have skinless, boneless white meat. Here we go. This is.
It's not even taping, so.
Oh my God. This is.
Pathetic. Okay. It's back.
You don't know when it went off.
I see it when it goes off.
Hmm.
So. Listen, it ended up being a lot of fun. I had a good time. I had to cut it short because of lightning and thunder, you know. And then...
I could only do 45 minutes because of some weather issues. You don't normally have weather issues while you're doing stand-up. Then, but in this case, in the great outdoors, we had... I said, I could smell that barbecue, people. Is there some chicken up in here?
Then we went back to the hotel where I was staying.
Do you have mashed potatoes without any butter in it?
Then we went back to the hotel where I was staying. A bunch of people from the gig. And we had dinner.
A bunch of people from the gig?
Yeah, his friends. Dr. Steve's friends.
Oh, the openers were Dr. Steve's friends?
No, the openers didn't come. Oh. Didn't know. His family.
Oh, that were sitting in the audience.
Yeah. Some of his friends. I don't know. His friends from Tennessee. I had, and then I got back to the hotel. I had shrimp and grits at the hotel.
Were you sitting on the third hill over over by the hot dog stand? Ah, yes.
I got a pizza from the truck. The pizza
were
truck.
Were you playing Frisbee while I was on stage? Oh, yes. I recall.
I remember you.
Well, let me tell you, I had a good time. I saw his house. He
put a finger up my butt, and I enjoyed myself. I got a little bit of a tan while doing stand-up. A wonderful experience.
He's a great host. And
I love it when I see children playing in the grass during my shows.
Makes me feel more at peace.
I feel one with the community. Let's just tell them we're not going to sit near the front because of the hill.
I can't see a hill.
Well, I saw the hill, Miss McFarlane, and I stand by that account.
Whatever. People was there. I kept it clean. I did 45 minutes of clean.
I did 45 minutes until it started raining and thundering. I said, let's get those little ones indoors.
I don't know if it's safe to fly a kite anymore out here.
Sorry, kid. Sorry, children. So,
let's get those kids off the monkey bars and inside.
Whatever. Make fun of it. I had a per diem. Again, right when I got landed, cash per diem. He's a great host and promoter. Maybe he should get into promoting now. You know, yeah. There's not a lot.
Is there nothing he can't do? Well, he's already killed people. Now he'll just kill their careers.
How's he going to kill our careers?
Mm-hmm. Nice. How's he going to kill your careers? By making you do stand-up during the day with grassy knolls.
And, it wasn't the day. It was early evening.
Oh, I'm sorry. I love watching the sun go down as I do my... Could I be facing the west, if you don't mind? Well, set me up in the east here, and I'll face the west so I can watch the sun go down as I do my set. Watching those children play as the sun is setting, one of the most memorable gigs I've ever done.
What are you, look at her making a face.
She thinks I'm funny.
Not many people do. Well, I
want she's my only fan.
Well, I had a good time, and I want to thank Dr. Steve publicly on the podcast.
Your check cleared, Dr. Steve, so I will do my part.
It was from the city. It wasn't from Dr. Steve.
Whatever.
It was a city.
I know, but I know that's what you do.
What do I do?
When, you know, it's like it doesn't matter how it goes. Like certain places you want to work, so you justify in your brain. Like I know somebody, you're like, he's funny. And I'm like, he's not funny. But you're like, the guy gives you work.
No.
So you've justified it. You won't ever one second say
it was a nightmare.
Funny.
If it was a nightmare, I would have said it was a nightmare. I was going into it thinking it could be a nightmare.
Well, it could have been a nightmare. It would have been a daymare. Okay.
I could
an early evening in there. Thank
okay.
You,
I would in my mind, I'm going, this is going to be tough, but I've been up against so many different things in my career that I know how to make it work. And adapt to the situation I'm in. I have enough material.
Well, that's why they choose all white men for these gigs. They're the only ones who can.
That's not true. You would have panicked.
I would have hated it beyond. I would have been like, the minute a thunder, a cloud rolled in, I would have been like, I gotta go.
Yes,
this is dangerous.
Yes, yeah, I know how to do it all.
You love stand up.
I love a challenge, and I like stand up. You're
good.
Right.
Good. I'm happy for you. I believe while we're making fun of you, one of the things you should keep in mind is that we do respect your talent and think you're amazing at what you do. So. When you're being mocked relentlessly, as we tend to do, you don't need to bring up that part. Know that we know it. Okay. We're coming from a place of, I don't know if it's love, but it's not pure hatred.
All right. That's my Tennessee story. Anything
wonderful. Just wonderful. Any other story? Oh, you had another story that you wanted to go over, you said?
Sure.
Sorry. It just gets into argument.
It's not the issue. See, you want to win this one argument, no, so
I'm
win it.
But win
the
it.
But the issue that I'm trying to bring up is that you'll say like this, "What time is the show tonight?" And I'll be like, "It's at 8." No, you just like no matter what you ask, you set people up, and then you go, "Oh, I don't know. I'm not arguing. I don't know why you would think that. I'm being a nice person."
I went to Bonnie yesterday. I go,
"Why do you say no all the time when someone says, how do you get to this place?" "Oh, you go up to us." "No,
no, don't listen. You've done that on the podcast. Nobody wants to hear it again because they don't believe it."
I'm saying, what do you mean they don't believe it?
Because sometimes there's truth to someone saying no. I'm not doing
it. No, but you do it. When you don't know. That's my point.
Well, I didn't know.
And then I'll say, okay. So I've stopped arguing about it. And now I just go, okay.
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Oh, all right. I guess you know everything. You know, because what are you supposed to do? The only other thing you do is then you get into an argument and then you'll be like, well, I don't know. I was just saying, I didn't think it was that way. Well, why'd you say no if you didn't know? And many, many times it's things that I've been 100% right about in the past. For example, you'll use the wrong word and I'll tell you the right word. Or you'll say somebody's name wrong and I'll tell you the right name. And then you go, no.
All right. Read. What did you want to read?
No, no. I why don't you want to go into this? Because you don't see it winning.
I'm tired. I don't want to argue. I don't want to argue.
This is the only time you've ever not wanted to argue.
That's not true. I like to argue.
We've gotten a fight during a taping. This week at the Comedy Cellar, yeah. We were doing the table with Bobby Kelly. Last time you, me, Bobby Kelly did a table together, You got mad because you said me and Bobby Kelly were
teaming up.
I don't understand the word teaming up, but I think the real thing that you were, thought we were taking over and leaving you out.
No, I thought you were just,
but we were monopolizing the camera time.
We already went through this when
so
we did
then
it.
This time we go to do it again. And
they just
I made
it.
A joke to Bobby Kelly early on and you got mad at me for that. Before we even started taping. Yes.
Yeah, because I said, let's try to stick together. If anything, we go after Bobby this time. And then you ran back and told him that.
I didn't run back.
You did.
I made a joke. I thought you were joking about saying that.
No,
first of
I
all.
Said if
I can't imagine really ganging up on anyone.
Not ganging up. I'm saying we stick together.
So you can understand why I thought that was a joke.
No, you
so
didn't.
Then when I saw Bobby Kelly, he said something about it. And I said, Rich thinks we're going to gang up on you, but really I'm not going to. And you went, you told him. And you got really mad. And I was like, oh my God, I thought this whole thing was a joke, but I forget. Lately, you don't have a great sense of humor about things.
I have a great sense of humor. I laugh when I watch a lot of shows.
When you're on top, you're fun. But when you,
I'm never on the bottom.
Oh, really? Then why'd you get so mad?
When?
At this taping.
Because it seemed like it was, I got mad because first of all, you get mad. You don't know how to control your temper. Pick that up.
Yes. Okay. So you started fighting with me. The reason is because you're embarrassing me on camera.
You're embarrassing me.
Yeah, Mom. Okay. We can't forget the fact that you threw a velvet cake.
I threw cake at him, but that's after I already got mad. Then I get mad and I can't turn it around. And then next thing I know, you and Bobby Kelly are like...
First of all, if I threw cake...
The minute that you got your way, I shut up, stepped back, and nobody ever looked over again and was like, hey, she's not talking for like...
First of all, if I threw cake at you on the air, they would have had me arrested. I'd never be on Comedy Central again.
That's not true.
Yes, if a male did that to a female, come on. Stop
it.
You
know. It was like a light toss.
No, but it was half a cake that we were going to eat.
Half a cake. It was half a slice of cake. So
it was a big hunk on the floor.
Okay.
Whatever.
It was meant to be humorous, even though I was mad.
Throwing cake at somebody's humorous? That's assault.
Are you kidding me?
You don't think that's assault?
It was not assault.
It's no snowflake. I don't think getting a piece of cake on your shoulder is assault.
No, if you throw cake on somebody, that's assault. If you throw water on somebody, it's assault.
Oh my God, shut up, lawyer.
Snowflake.
Oh my God.
If you throw cake, if you throw water on somebody,
shut
that's
up,
assault.
Alan Dershowitz.
You know, I know these things. I know the law.
Who cares? Do you really think it's assault? That's the thing. I don't care about legally. Emotionally, do you think that you were assaulted?
Yes.
You're like, they're doing it again. Not paying attention to me. I was like in shock. I was like, what?
Oh, brother. Forget it. You can't explain situations that you're not there.
Oh, okay. So I guess, wow. This whole time we've been seeing some kind of like, I don't know what people have been watching on television, reading in books, reading in magazines and newspapers. Rich Voss has just said, you can't explain something if the person's not
no,
there.
No, you don't know the feeling. You can't explain a feeling.
Yeah, you can. Songs do it all the time.
When people cry because of movies and books, that's no.
What is that?
Actually crying because they weren't there. They're not going to know how it feels.
Yeah, they don't make no connection.
Are you mind your business?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, great.
Nobody
she's
can
like
hear
a
her.
Little
Nobody
Weisen-
can hear her. They just hear you talking to a nothing.
She's a Weisenheimer. Well, last night.
Oh my God. And then you want stuff to talk about in the podcast and then you just like gloss over it.
Well, I don't want
to
argue.
Come to some kind of conclusion.
What were you going to read?
What's your conclusion?
That you don't know how to hold your temper.
Well, that is true. Yeah. I don't deny that. But Good. It must be nice to talk to someone who has a little bit of sense of their own self.
I have a big sense of myself.
Oh, here we go. You're honestly, you hate Trump, and yet look at you. You're almost like him.
I don't
You never say like you're sorry. You never see any flaws within yourself. The other night we said, oh, you have a flaw. You were like, I don't have any flaws.
I didn't say that.
You're the only person in the world that does. He did say that, right?
No, I didn't say it.
You said, I don't have any flaws. You don't remember saying that? Because that might be one of your flaws, that you have a bad memory.
That's not a flaw.
Yes, that is.
What is it then?
Well, if you have a bad memory?
Yeah. An asset? For you, it is. Because that's what you say every time you get into trouble. I don't remember. I didn't say it. No.
Is that how
I say
it?
Deny.
Is that how I say it?
Oh, no. I don't remember.
We finished.
Oh, my God.
What?
It's TV time with Richard Voss. We're moving on from that uncomfortable bit of where he will not admit that he's got flaws. And what's one of the ways he does it? The same way Trump does. Blue screening. Now, Richard. Well, a show we watched.
Boy, you say anything negative about this guy on Twitter and they come at you like you're talking about Jesus.
Just get rid of them. Block them and move on.
These are the worst people. They act like
horrible, horrifying, disgusting, not good people.
I went on Twitter and I said, you know, after two mass shooting, the president is tweeting about Donnie, what's his name?
Deutsch. Also a, you know what?
A Deutsch.
You know, I'm going, what kind of fucking president? You would never see, fucking any of them. Any prime minister, any president, none of them. No generals around the world. Nobody does that.
Yes, there are some that do it. Gaddafi, there's crazy fucking dictators that say crazy fucking shit.
Well, I gotta start following.
Listen,
them.
I understand people are like,
no, well, he's saying it, but they're not tweeting personal vendettas.
Just say that there's only been a couple of, 10 years where people could have been tweeting, but like the who knows if Nixon would have been tweeting. We don't know that.
No, I don't mind tweeting, but personal vendettas that mean nothing to the country.
Oh, no, I think they're all been twisted in that way. They have power. He's just transparent in it. He's just transparent in it. He's showing us what they're all probably similar in a lot of senses of that. They have that personality and they're really not there to do good things for the people, but to make money for the billionaires. He just happens to not be good at hiding any of that. That's what's attractive to some people. But you could say, oh, I like that I'm able to see now exactly what goes on in the head of the fucking POTUS. But I hate him. You know, you can still not like the things that he stands for and does.
Now I saw this on the internet, so I don't know if it's true, but I reposted it. All his 2020 campaign, not all of his 2020 campaign banners are being made in China. That's what I saw on Facebook. That could be some kind of...
that was in a documentary just very recently.
It was?
Yes.
The 2020 ones?
Yeah.
Yep, that's making America great again. Sending over.
He doesn't care because he knows it doesn't matter. You know, the evangelicals think he's been chosen by God. You know, I watched a documentary about it and they were like, he's an imperfect vessel. God always picks an imperfect vessel. So no amount of imperfectness will change their mind. They still think that he's been chosen by God and, you know, getting rid of, abortion rights is their number one concern. So what do they care? Who is doing it? And who's hurt by it?
Oh, well, I don't want to talk politics. What did you have to read? Oh, do you see this HBO? I didn't see it. I only saw about 30
I don't
seconds.
Know it. I don't know it. I got to go watch it. I stand a special about shapes.
About shapes.
I wonder if it's funny, though. Is it funny?
Well, I'm sure it's ironic, but
did you see any part of it?
I saw about 30 seconds and I couldn't really hear because I was at the cellar. I'm sure it was ironic, but irony for an hour. I don't know if.
Right. Like a satirical thing.
Yeah. I don't know how, you know, he was on Fallon too.
He was on that night that I did it. The night I did Fallon, he did a sketch on there.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
About shapes?
No, I don't remember what it was, but I met him that night.
Is he a New York comic?
I guess so, but like Alti.
Oh. Well, I mean, whatever. So I can't say anything about it because I didn't see it. But it's kind of crazy. I have one of the greatest specials. Hopefully, it'll sell. It'll sell.
Your special is amazing.
Well, all right. What do you got there? What do you got?
It's so long. I don't know if we have time now.
What's it about?
Now I've lost it. Damn it.
While you look for it. Wait, Raina, what are you drawing? Let me see.
Dang it. Where is it? I had it set up. She's saying that.
Who?
Boys are being.
Who's saying it?
This, I don't know. Someone on Twitter.
Oh.
That boys are being. Given these messages early on, you know, through memes and all this stuff. You know, I don't know who's doing this. I'd like to know who's starting this to make fun of girls and people of color and all that stuff. And then they get in trouble for that. And then that gives them shame and they are, you know, whatever. And then they get messages saying like, oh, we're not allowed to say anything anymore. We're not allowed to make jokes about anything anymore. You know, the white man is being, you know, like kept down. And then they get that shame turns to anger. Now they're angry. That's how they're supposedly making your teenage boys into alt-right soldiers, you know. That was what the whole thread was about. It was obviously written a lot better than I'm saying it, but
it's,
but the whole, like all of media is changing your mind about everything. Like it's constant. You're constantly being bombarded with all these different messages that you have to like weed through. So
it's subliminal messaging.
I mean, that's what fucking capitalism is. It's like trying to get you to fucking buy their product, but who's doing it? I don't know if it's that organized.
Look at all, you know, mind control. There's, you know, so many ways to do it. They say Russia's doing it to us. We're doing it to us. You know, the internet, you know, is, look, you can say something in your, in here on Alexa's, or Alexa, what's it called?
Mm-hmm.
Alexa. Is picking it up, and then you're getting advertisements on Facebook or whatever. See, she's listening to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said her name.
Yeah, so. Kind of how it works.
What's that?
Kind of how it works, like say her name.
I know how it works. Alexa, do you know Raina Voss?
The Rain are currently in fourth place in the NWSL with 26 points.
She's amazing. Alexa.
Losses. Alexa. Shut up.
You're a dumb whore.
Shut up. Alexa.
Okay, I gotta go.
Oh,
no part of me wants to be doing misinformation with Alexa.
No part of you?
No.
Oh, we gotta wrap this up anyhow. We're only at 41 minutes.
Well, talking to you seems like an entire day, man.
Doesn't it seem like we've been
doing
this
long? You know what would honestly help? And I this is like the recurring theme of every single one of our 300 and some podcasts. If you had some self-awareness, if you came out of here just once with like, gosh, you know what? I do have flaws and I'm working on them. You know, any part of that. Can you do it? Because you know why? It seems like then you're just doing a podcast with a brick. And
okay, I'll work on my flaws.
I mean, okay, but it doesn't, that still doesn't, you're still not allowing us to feel good as listeners. You know why? Because we know you don't believe it.
I work on myself all the time. What do you do?
Do you? What's the one thing you've been working on lately?
One thing I've been working on lately? for myself?
No, 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 no. I'm talking about for the neighbors. What have you been working on for the neighbors?
Eating better. And
no, no, we're not talking about physically or your outward appearance or anything like that. I'm talking about what have you been working on to free yourself from this prison that you've created for your own self. I got a little word salad there.
Trying to let stuff roll off my back and not, you know, it is what it is. I'm trying to go with, hey, that's what it is. Uh-huh. When I play golf, I try not to get mad at the people in front of me that are fucking. Oh, good.
There you go.
So there's one thing.
And what do you say to yourself to try to get rid of the anger?
Live and let live.
That's good.
Why are you laughing?
I mean, live and let live. It still sounds like you're superior.
No, it doesn't. You know, I live my life. Let them live theirs. If they want to fucking stink up and hold up the whole golf course, what
that sounds angry to me.
No, I just let it go.
Because why don't you say to yourself, I got nowhere to go. Why am I in such a hurry?
Well, no, you don't play golf. You don't want to sit and wait for people that are.
You don't want to, but sometimes you have to. That's the nature of golf. You've been playing it for how many years? 30 years?
You don't understand what
I've been playing golf for 30 years?
Yeah.
And how many times would you say you've had to wait for the person ahead of you?
A lot.
A lot. So it's just part of the game.
No, it's part of slow play. And that's what they're trying to work on through commercials.
So for 30 years, you've been having to stay behind people, and yet you still somehow believe.
Don't try to put words on my mouth.
I'm just wondering, why wouldn't you just say, this is the game. This is, I've accepted.
No, because most of the time you're not stuck behind slow play.
Right. When those times, appreciate it. Feel gratitude. Yay.
They're trying to work.
Then when someone slows in front of you, you say,
it's not life. Slow because they're unaware and they think, they own the course.
So what do you do in order to combat the slow play? You yell at them?
No, sometimes.
Do you ever say anything to them?
Yeah.
Okay.
If it's without causing controversy.
No, have you ever been the slow person?
Nope.
Never.
Never. No. I'm fast. Too fast.
Too fast. You're actually catching up to the people ahead of you. Maybe it's your thing. Maybe you got to pace yourself a little slower.
No, I go with the group, with the four. Don't, everything I say, you're going to try to.
I'm asking. I'm wondering.
No, you're not asking.
I'm wondering what you're working on. You said, I'm working on not getting as mad. How?
Yeah.
You're just basically letting it, you're just shoving it down.
No, I'm just,
which I think is still a good for you. It's a step forward. But instead of just getting rid of the anger altogether,
whatever.
It's part of the game.
Thank you. Anything else you want to wrap this up with?
This reminds me of when we go into the city and you get so mad at traffic. And we say, when you go into the city at 7, that's what you hit traffic. Or 6 or whatever time.
Well, folks, thank you.
Right?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
I haven't been getting that much mad in traffic lately. You see, I just lay back now.
Okay.
That's how I do it.
Because you can't do anything about it.
Can't do anything. Accept the things you can cannot change. Encourage to change the things you can.
Are you even using your vocal cords at all?
What are you talking about?
You're going like this.
Excuse me. Anyhow.
Say the saying.
No.
AA sayings with Rich Voss. Come on.
No.
Say it.
No, it's too many slobber words in there.
Have the
serenity prayer. Grant me the serenity to accept the things.
Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change.
Encourage to change the things I can and the wisdom to know the difference.
Nice. Wonderful.
Have you ever heard that before?
My parents had it hanging in their living room.
Oh, I wish it was you.
Neither one of them was an alcoholic. Diagnosed.
All right.
Recovering.
What? Anything you want to plug?
No. Is this going out today? Tonight I have a show at Gotham. It's a pretty good show.
By tonight. This weekend I'm in Pennsylvania, Allentown area. It's on my website, richvoss.com, Friday and Saturday. And go to creepswithkids.com for all of our tour dates coming up October, November. creepswithkids.com and richvoss.com for all of my dates. And when Bonnie gets a website, go to her website. Thank you for listening. We missed you guys. Talk to you later.
Okay,
she really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.